American Tom Fox of Virginia and three colleagues from Canada and Britain were kidnapped in Baghdad on November 26th. Mike Miles of the Nuke Watch Group, based in Luck, Wisconsin, says Fox and other members of the Christian Peacemakers have protested annually at the Navy's ELF site over the past decade. Fox was one of the last to be arrested at the site before the Navy closed it last year. Miles says there are more than 20,000 signatures on an international petition that's being circulated on the Internet to free him and his companions.
We've done a lot with them, and they have a lot of supporters because they're a small organization, but they come out of the historic peace churches, the Mennonites, the Brethren, the Quakers, so they do have a lot of support here in Wisconsin, and a lot of people have been circulating the petition around.
The group was working with the families of Iraqis detained by the U.S. military, helping them find and communicate with relatives in U.S. custody. A Wisconsin man who worked with the peacekeepers in Iraq last year, Fred Bransel of Monona, says he's praying for the hostages' release.
I'm not overly optimistic that petitions are going to influence, at this point, very significantly, the animosity that has built up in Iraq.
The group that seized the hostages have threatened to kill them on Thursday if British and American troops don't begin pulling out of Iraq. Muslim leaders in the U.S., Britain, and Palestine are calling for their release. In a video posted on the Internet, two of the hostages say they don't believe the occupation is in the best interests of the Iraqi people. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.